Hi guys. So I'm getting a lot of DMs saying dating is hard. It's so hard dating in this time. And I do agree. It is hard. So when I say dating is easy, what I mean by that in the other podcast, dating is easy. You just go out and you can meet somebody. But there's another side to that. And I'm going to talk about that side now. So like I said just a second ago, I'm getting a lot of DMs saying dating is hard. And I agree. And this is what you're talking about. A lot of people saying dating is hard in the last 10 to 15 years. It has gotten harder. And it has gotten harder. Then you have the other side. The other side is saying it's easier because it's easy to research a person, to look at their background, to look at their social media page, to look at their Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and you can really get to know a person when you look at these things. So some of these, this group here is saying it's easier because your footprint is out there. It's out there on the internet for all of us to see. And then there are sites too that you can go to. A very good site I would give you is Been Verified. I think you could pay like $42 for about a good 3 months. You have that site. Okay. I be honest, I have that site, and I have it because I'm a realtor and I need to know who I'm meeting. I never meet a guy by myself. Never, never, never. But when I'm meeting a couple or I'm meeting a female, I do check that site. I need to know who I'm meeting. Now, if there's nothing that, and I know this is crazy to say, if there's nothing that make me, or I don't feel anything that make me worried, then I skip the site. But it's a good site. Do I do backgrounds and lookups and checks, that kind of thing when I meet someone on that site? No, not really. Because I want to be, I don't want to know everything. But what I do, you can go on his social media page. You can go on Instagram and Twitter and all those pages. And that's the part where people are saying that this is easy because I can look and I can see if he's with someone or if he's lying or that type of thing. So that's the reason why they say it's easy. Now, the ones are saying that it's harder, it's mostly women who are saying this because there is a physical risk. Okay. You don't know who you're meeting, for one. You don't know this guy. So you just showing up and you don't know who he is. Okay. But I will say this here. It's not so much a risk if you met him in the same state, same city as you. You happen to be out. He says something to you. Y'all kick it off. You hop in Uber and you go and meet him. Now I say Uber because you still don't know him. He doesn't know where you stay. Okay. I don't want him to know where you stay. I don't want you to know where he stay. Okay. It's still a physical risk there. So my thing is to hop in Uber and go and meet him. Okay. If you go out on a date and you go on the next date, I still say go to Uber. You know, get to know him very well before you decide to let him come to your house and pick you up. Okay. Don't do that. Maybe the fifth day you could start driving yourself, but you just have to be careful nowadays. You just have to be careful because you don't know him. Let's say that you're online dating and he stays in another state, or you happen to be on Instagram, you happen to be on Facebook and you meet somebody and he stays in a different state. Before you jump up and go see him, or before you allow him to come and see you, talk to him for 2 to 3 weeks. Talk to him. 3 weeks is good. Talk to him. Get to know him. Trust me, he will show himself in those 2 to 3 weeks. Yes, you have his Facebook. You have his Instagram. You probably met him on Instagram or Facebook. Yes, you have that. But to me, it's better to talk to a person because you get to know a person when you talk to them. So when you're doing it that way, and it's long distance and it's online, I advise you to talk to him for 2 to 3 weeks. Get to know him. When you go and visit him, don't let him know. And I know some of you saying, oh, but yeah, don't let him know where you're staying. Just come into town because you don't know him yet. And if he's okay with this, he's an okay guy. But if he's a guy, he's like, what? I don't know where you're not going to tell me where you're staying. Something is wrong. That's your cue to say, okay, I need to probably get out of this. You know, maybe we need to talk a little bit longer or something like that, you know? So if you're online and you're going to see a guy, remember 2 to 3 weeks. Stay at a hotel. Don't need to tell him that. Not yet. Maybe while you're there, maybe when you go meet him or he come pick you up, be in some type of public setting. But if he's okay, maybe the third day you're there, maybe you could tell him. But honestly, if he's someone that you never met, I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. Now, you have guys saying too, it's harder. It's harder today. It's been so hard in the last 10 years. It's been so hard in the last 15 years. They are saying this because they don't have easy access to you anymore like the old days. You know, like the old days, you know, it was different. He met you on Monday. He pulled up to your house. But now there's a buffer there. We have this wonderful technology called the cell phone. So we could talk to him. We could text him. And y'all know I don't believe in texting and dating. But y'all been on me. But I say this here. You're getting to know him. So it's okay for you to text. Like I say, it's the guys that that say it's so hard now because they don't have easy access to you. All they have is your cell number. And if we if he's a cuckoo bird or he's a little bit crazy, I know a lot of you say, I don't want to change my cell number. You don't have to. You can block him. So you could do that type of thing. He doesn't know where you stay. So those are the guys that's complaining about, oh, I don't have, it's hard because I don't have easy access. That's what he really wants to say. And then let's flip the script too. When women say, I want to bring this up too. When women say it's hard too to date, this is what they're talking about too. It's when they meet a guy. And I have talked about this before. All that sexting. As soon as you meet him, he's sexting. He's sending the eggplant. He's doing all this kind of stuff. He's sending eyeballs. He's sending the emoji with the tongue out. Ugh, that's gross. So that right away, you can block him. And that's the reason why he's saying, I don't have easy access. It's so hard. Because in the old days, he can pick you up. He got you in the car. He take you out to dinner. He put you back in the car. He try to get a couple little feels on you, you know, that kind of thing. So, but that's why he's saying it's hard. And because he don't have easy access. And women saying it's hard too, because we get annoyed. We get annoyed when we're talking to someone and he's constantly sending little things here and there, you know, little nasty things, you know, he's a creep. Okay. So that's why they are saying that. So because they just don't have easy access, but you all, it is easy to date too. When I say easy to date, let me clear that up too. When I say easy to date, I mean, going out is easy. You just go outside. I was outside today and I met somebody. So that part is easy. The hard part is when you try to get to the first date, because most times he's already in a relationship. So he's willing and dealing and he's lying and it's Monday and you met him on Monday and he hasn't asked you out in 7 days. The best thing to do then is to move on. Most guys, if he's not involved with anyone and he meets you on Monday, he's taking you out on Wednesday. Okay. And like I say, you know, you just Uber yourself over there to the dinner date or to the movie date. Yeah, something like that. But if you meet a guy and you're talking to him on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, he hasn't said anything about going out, there's something seriously wrong here. And when I said seriously, he's involved. I had a friend recently, a colleague recently, and she said this. She said, I'm talking to this guy. And I said, she had been talking to him for like over a week. And I'm like, wait a minute. Have you went out with him yet? And she said, no. I said, girl, he's not real. He's not real, that means he's wasting her time. He got somebody else. And so she said, you think? I said, yeah. So we were in the park. Y'all know I love the park. And we were in the park and was walking around doing that thing. And I told her, I said, ask him, because we're going into the second week. And he's not saying, he's just talking back and forth. And all of his questions were very generic, just general based. And I told her to text him. We were out. And I said, text him right now and tell him, can he FaceTime you? Ask him, can you FaceTime him? Oh, gosh, he snapped right back and said, yes, like that. But after that, he went completely quiet. Y'all, this been about 4 or 5 weeks ago. He went completely quiet because he wasn't going to FaceTime her. He was telling the story. And another thing, too, I got suspicious was he would text her in the wee hours of the morning. And I told her, and I started adding up that time. I said, he's somewhere. I said, he's either in Europe. But then I got to think it was such a big difference. I said, he's somewhere in Asia, those hours, you know. So, yes, it's easy to date when we go outside. You know, it's easy to date because no guy know you where you live at. He can't knock on your door and say, hello. He can't do that. But when we go outside and we just out and about, yes, that's the easy part. The hard part is when you exchange your number and he's trying to do the whole sexting thing, or he's giving you the runaround like, he's steady talking, and I'm going to talk to you about 3 or 4 days, if that long, and you need to ask me to go on a date. You need to say, hey, can you meet me here? Can you meet me there? If not, I'm moving on, okay? So, like I said, the easy part is meeting, and the hard part is that part, so I get that. And then, like I said before, women, it's the physical risk, okay? And so how we going to solve that problem, we're going to Uber to the date, okay? And we're going to Uber a few more times until we feel comfortable enough, until we feel like he's okay. And like I say, the best site has been verified. I use that site. I don't know who I'm meeting at these houses. You know, a lot of times, realtors know when we show up, we are alone. Now, yes, we have a code that we use. I have a code that I can call someone and I can say that code and he'll come right over. But I do have a guy that, and most of us do, realtors, we have a guy that back us up. We have girls that back us up. And we always tell someone where we're going. But when I feel a little nervous or something like that, I have been verified. I got to look you up. I got to make sure you're okay. And you can do that with guys too. For the physical part also too, you could do it too. If you feel like he's married, look him up. On being verified, if he's married, the first name under his name would be her name. And that could tell you right there, okay, you know, you're not really trying to get into his business. You're just trying to see. You don't want your time wasted. So you're just trying to see if he's married. That's all. Another thing it would give too, it would give addresses. You just so many women out here have wasted so much time, you know, on these liars. And I hate using that word liars because I don't use that word, but on these liars, it's worth it to pay that $42. About 3 months. I think you get 3 months for $42. I have had this site since maybe 2012, you know, and I ended up getting the site because I was in a situation where I was showing two girls a home. It was just a rental place, and they started talking crazy to me, and it scared me. But I did have, you know, things in my purse. You know, I always carried pepper spray and stun guns. I did have that. And after that, I was like, and I think if I didn't go at her the way she was coming at me, if I didn't go at her the same way, I think, I don't know what they were trying to do, to be honest with you. But I got out of that situation, and then I went and got Ben verified. So I advise, go get it. But like I say, you have social media, you have Instagram, you can look on there too. But I'm going to tell you something about a problem about that too. Some of these guys, some of these women they married to, and I hate to say this, I might get some flack for it, but some of them, I'm not saying they're turning their head, but they're not watching. They're not watching closely. Their husbands, and I know some of you saying, if you got to watch that close in the marriage, you shouldn't be in the marriage. I agree, but I also say this too, you don't want to be a fool. So if you see your husband, he got a Facebook page and he's on there all the time, maybe you need to say, hey, let me see what you're doing. Let me see what you're doing. But there's a lot of women, they don't say this. They don't say anything. And so this guy, as soon as she go upstairs and she goes to sleep, he's on there. You know, and a lot of times he doesn't post his wife's picture. I mean, how can you be married to a guy and he's on Facebook and you're not on there? You know, if I'm married and my husband, my ex-husband wasn't on Facebook, but if he was, he probably was. He probably had a sneaky page. I didn't know nothing about it. But let's just say I knew something about it. Hey, he's going to list married and who I am. You know what I mean? So, but there's guys out there, I know for a fact that they're married and they don't list their wife name or married, or they don't list their children. So those kind of guys you have to be careful of, you know. So yeah, you know, check them out. So that's all I got to say about that today. I'm getting ready to move on, and I want y'all to know, I don't know if I said it in the other podcast, I'm in my new place, everything is set up. I'm not as tired anymore. My friend Chandra, she came over last night and she liked it. She's like, oh, I like this. I can see myself sitting here and sitting there. And I like the view. And I was telling her, it's so me. It was funny because she got to the closet. She said, girl, you need more closet space. I was like, yeah, I know. So, but after this, this lease here, you all know I'm probably moving on to another state. And the next state I get to, it would be a rental, and from a rental, probably rental for 6 months, and then onto a house, because I told you all before, once I move, wherever I move to, that would be my base. But yeah, I get it when you all say, you know, it's hard, and some people say it's easy, and us that say it's easy, it's because we got Ben verified. We're looking on the site, and we just out and about, and if you're out every day, you will meet somebody. I'm out every day because I'm a realtor. So I have to get clients if I want to keep on feeding Lulu. So that type of thing. But yeah, y'all keep on sending me the DMs. Y'all have sent me a lot of DMs lately. Y'all on me. So I'll talk to you guys later. And see you soon. Bye-bye. Well, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.